cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy. Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. It's the 50th show. Should have done something special, but hey, 6 months in and I appreciate all the listeners, mostly here in the U.S., Canada, England, and a few scattered around in other countries. So the show's growing slowly, but surely. And hey, want to thank my friend Shelley Wade, the 94.7 The Block's afternoon host in New York, also the voice of my section lead-ins. Yeah, she hit me up Friday and pointed out I mispronounced Niels Lofgren's first name and celebrity birthdays. Yeah, Niels, not Niles. And of course, after she called, I found a video he posted saying his name. And please hit me up if hearing me say anything wrong or off. The bottom line, got to get that info right. So thanks again, Shelley. And speaking of,
my favorite stories of the day.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, a thief ended up giving himself a workout the Thursday before last, and I wanted to find out just how much of an exercise it would be to run out of a home with two boxes or jars filled with $3,000 worth of quarters. That's what local cops say a burglar left with, along with about $200 in cash after breaking into a home. OmniCalculator.com, that's what I found. It popped up in my search, and not sure if the site's algorithms pass scientific review to cite as official, but it works for approximate purposes. And about 150 pounds is what the site's money weight calculator said this guy walked out of the house with in quarters. And he was walking, saw it, because cops do have clear HD surveillance video footage to go on. And KLKN Nebraska Now, ABCA, they posted it in their story showing the thief with a hoodie over his head, lugging two boxes or jars of quarters out the back gate with a getaway driver right there waiting for him, along with a dog poking its head out from the back seat. Lincoln police say the victim came home to find his back door open and $3,000 in quarters gone that he had been saving to pay for vacation. Waco, Texas, between Dallas and Austin, actually has a small city within it named Beverly Hills. So small it has one zip code, 76711, not 90210. That's the California Beverly Hills the Clampett's moved to and the rich brats Aaron Spelling had a show about in the 90s. Yeah, but in Beverly Hills, Texas, a 36-year-old woman is in jail on felony stalking charges because cops say she got a reverend to sign off on her marriage to a guy who had no idea he had gotten hitched. Fox 44 News is reporting the police chief said he had to do a deep dive into family code and law sections on marriage because he has never seen anything like this. He says a 42-year-old man called them the Friday before last, explaining how he was engaged to the 36-year-old and they had gotten a marriage license at the beginning of the month, but they broke up before any wedding. Still, He says he got a package in the mail from his ex with a copy of a marriage license in it, but he knows he did not say I do to her, so cops followed up to find she somehow convinced the reverend to certify the marriage without the groom there, then went to the county clerks to file the certificate. The chief told Fox 44 his research showed the only way someone could tie the knot without being there to do the tying is if the person is in the military on active duty, which he is not. But the chief did not identify the reverend or say if the rev would be in legal trouble, too. Now to Florida, where WFLA-TV8 is reporting a 72-year-old guy in St. Petersburg called police 2 weeks ago now about somebody shooting an AR-15 rifle. So cops came quick, so they came swarming to the neighborhood and pulled up on a family barbecue with kids running around playing. No AR-15, police then, though, looked at the 72-year-old neighbor who called them. And WFLA is saying that's when cops realized this is the same guy who has called them over 600 times about the same neighbors and, by their account, has called 911 over 3,000 times this year alone. And after cops took a further look back, they realized he has called 911 over 16,000 times the past 5 years. St. Petersburg police say they had never charged him before, but they have now. Stalking, harassing, misuse of 911 calling. Back in a moment. But before we break, check out DJ Greg H's Jams podcast. Just dropped a new mix last week.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended. So trust nature, the way nature wanted us to, and drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
And now for the world around us.
Last Monday in Hong Kong, somebody caught a wild monkey ripping off pieces of a government banner sign that warned of heavy fines if caught feeding wildlife. Whoever it was took a picture of the comic irony and posted it on social media. Now, the Standard newspaper in Hong Kong posted a story on this happening. Just wish we had some monkey language interpreter to find out if it knew the banner was telling humans not to feed them. Like, I'm tearing this up. Feed me. Well, it came out last week that a school bus driver in the Toronto area is no longer on the route to serve St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Elementary School in Vaughan, Ontario, after parents posted videos and pictures to social media showing the driver wearing a pink and white schoolgirl's uniform with white stockings and put up a sign in the bus's window reading Lolita's Line.
So you pulled up, you picked up the kids dressed like that? Yeah, okay.
Why do you call your bus the Lolita Line?
Yeah, this was from the video on Instagram. He never answered why he put up the Lolita's Line sign on the school bus window. Parents were guessing it may be a reference to a 1950s book titled Lolita about a professor who kidnaps and sexually abuses a girl. But again, the driver did not say, didn't hear it from the horse's mouth. Lolita, for all we know, could have been the driver's other name. Whatever the driver goes by. CTV News, though, is reporting a spokesperson for the York Catholic District School Board confirmed the bus company took the driver off the route after they were all made aware of the video. Now, in an ideal world, people would not have to check to see if their doctor is legit, but this is clearly not an ideal world. And BBC News is reporting a 22-year-old in the Czech Republic is accused by police there of posing as a dentist in an illegal clinic setup. So where they say he treated dozens of patients and made 4 million Czech koruna, equal to about 185,000 bucks.
by not only doing routine cleanings, but we're talking complex procedures like root canals with anesthesia used to knock out patients. And investigators say the 22-year-old learned how to do all this, not in medical school, but through info he got searching online. At least he didn't say he stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. Now, Czech police did not say if patients had any complications, but did say the fake dentist had help from a 50-year-old woman who actually did work in the health sector as a nurse and a 44-year-old man who made prosthetic devices for patients. They were arrested, too. All charged, all pleaded guilty, all now facing up to 8 years in prison. And fake dentist seems to have been a thing in the Czech Republic, maybe filling a void or something, because BBC is also reporting Parliament there just passed a bill last year to allow dentists from countries outside the European Union to come and work there. So, yeah, those dentists looking for a job can brush up on Czech and Slovak languages and go. Time for another break. We'll go and be back in a moment.
The robot behind the wheel.
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Now, workers at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa were called to a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant last Monday evening in Des Moines, not to meet up and watch a game over beers and wings, but because a live chicken was just standing outside the front door. Just standing there. The Des Moines Register newspaper is reporting animal officers first took pictures, because who would believe it, and then scooped up the hen and took her to get proper care away from where the wings of dead chickens are baked, fried, and seasoned. Yeah, the picture did look like that poor hen just knew it had pieces of relatives or friends inside, or it could just be me projecting my thoughts. But this led me to thinking of people's thoughts on where chicken wings come from in the first place. And apparently enough of us have thought poultry producers are little baby chicken or chick killers that several food critics and bloggers in the industry found it necessary to write articles, plural, to discredit the myth and point out those drumettes, the little drumstick pieces, yeah, they're actually part of the chicken's wing, along with the flat wing-looking pieces. Yeah, they say the pieces are just small because chickens don't really use their wings much. So there, we're not eating baby chickens. Until we cook eggs.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Talking about. She said, okie dokie, sweet me. I told her, baby, I'm going to the moon. I'll be back real soon. She didn't say, okay. No, she didn't say nothing like that. Or, all right, or, I love you, baby. She didn't say nothing but, okie dokie. Now, mother ought to know better. When a woman talks about something like that, you know, you ain't used to that. She said, okie dokie.
You can see it.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 24th. Singer Solange Knowles. Wonder if Jay-Z's been in an elevator with her lately. Beyoncé's sister's 39. Actor Minka Kelly is 45. Actor, comedian, producer, and screenwriter Mindy Kaling, 46. Singer Glenn Medeiros, 55.
You come about the places you find love.
Man, it's my favorite song on that Quincy Jones album. Singer Syeda Garrett is 65.
If you
OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, lead singer, bass guitarist, Andy McCluskey, 66. Black Uhuru, founder and singer, Derek Ducky Simpson, 75. Fleetwood Mac drummer and co-founder lost his Hawaiian restaurant to wildfires a couple years ago. Mick Fleetwood is 78. Rocker Arthur Brown is 83. Then on Wednesday, actor Busy Phillips will turn 46. Comedian and actor Ricky Gervais will be 64. Crowded House and Split In singer Tim Finn will be 73.
That ain't no money!
JJ in Good Times, actor and comedian Jimmy Walker, 78.
You probably think this song is about you.
Singer Carly Simon will turn 82. Stax. Singer Eddie Floyd will be 88 Wednesday. And actor June Lockhart, you know, the mom Maureen Robinson in the original Lost in Space show, June Lockhart will turn 100. And Thursday, singer and actor Ariana Grande Butera will turn 32, her whole name. Actor and comedian Aubrey Plaza lost her husband, tore ACL playing basketball in last summer's WNBA All-Star Weekend. Hopefully this trip around will be better for her. Plaza will be 41. Actor Jason Schwartzman, 45. One Republic lead singer Ryan Tedder will be 46. Actors Nick Offerman and Chris O'Donnell are both turning 55 Thursday. Berlin singer and actor Terry Nunn will be 66. Scandal singer Patti Smythe, 68.
What a wicked game you play.
Singer, guitarist, and actor Chris Isaac, 69. A long duck dong and 16 candles. Actor Getty Watanabe will be 70. Foreigner, co-founder, co-songwriter, and guitarist also with The Clash, Mick Jones, also 70.
Every little bit hurts.
Motown singer Brenda Holloway will be 79.
I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say. I say yeah, yeah.
Singer Georgie Fame will be 82. And
you don't have to be a star, baby.
Singer Billy Davis Jr., also with The Fifth Dimension, he'll be 87. That's it for another Real Pod Newscast. 50 shows in 6 months now, and time flies. And thanks for flying along with me so far. It's been a fun ride, and looking forward to the next 50. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Is it Patti Smythe or Patti Smith? Oh, hell, I need to check that too.
Shownuff.